Jungle Edge surprised a lot of us come the weekend in the Galaxy. There it was, leading around the 300 metre mark, and it just boxed away, kept going. You thought, nah, it's just going to drop off. I know it ran third to Russian Revolution and Red Zell, but it no way shirked the issue. And Mick Bell, the trainer from Cranbourne in Victoria, is on the line. Hey, Mick, morning to you, mate.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Mate, you must have been very proud. He was totally forgotten, but you love this horse on this sort of ground, don't you?
Certainly do. He's not just a, like, he's a good galloper. And I think if, you know, probably a bigger trainer had him, he'd probably get a little bit more recognition, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter to your pocket because it gave you a big kick there. And the other thing that we've got, he loves this track condition, obviously, but he's been, if you look at the all form for Jungle Edge, he's been pretty good all the way, really.
Yes, he just needs the sting out of it. And but he does, he keeps going just as fast the heavier it gets. So that brings us into it. And the fact that he's sort of better around 55, 56 kilos or less.
Right.
And when he only had 51 and he had that good barrier, I was confident, not confident that he'd win, but I knew he'd run a bit of a race.
Yep.
It takes pretty good horses to get past him.
Well, he just showed that's what I said. I think most of us thought that the horses out wide would just smother him up and go bang and he'd finish third, fourth, fifth. But there he was, even kicking hard on the line.
Yes, well, he has won over 1,400 last campaign.
Yep.
And then freshened him up, and on Cox Plate Day, he just got beat over 950. So he's a great galloper, really. He's a real athlete. He just sort of always gives you his best. I'm not saying he's a top liner, but he makes them know they're there.
And you've nominated for the Star Kingdom. If we get similar ground, or we're going to be in that soft range, you would feel, you're pretty comfortable with backing up.
Yes, he's done that before, and after that, I'll bring him back home. But it's been pretty dry down here. We can't really run him for a month down here until the weather changes. So might as well. It's the opposite of making hay while the sun shines, but similar sort of. Running while it's wet.
Hey, if you're going to run third in the Group One, mate, you'll cop that prize money anyway, won't you?
Yes, it was. It was a great thrill.
I reckon it would have been. In some way, I know you've run third, but for a horse like him to run third in the Group 1 Galaxy with, I know the conditions and everything probably took other horses out, but you can only place him where you feel is the right race.
Yes, and I suppose I felt the pressure a little bit of, people thinking I was over-placing him. But realistically, he was only carrying 51, he had a good barrier, and I just know the horse. I just knew he would run a race.
And the reports are good out of the race.
Yes, he really likes travelling. Like we've brought him to Sydney a couple of times, and he settles in really well.
Yeah,
and so it made more sense to leave him up there and give him another run before I take him back. But he's come through terrific. Kevin Forrester's been looking after him, and I'll head back up there on Thursday.
Well, mate, I hope he runs well again for you, and it's no surprise. Putters have certainly learned about him, and they know how strong he can be in the race. So if you get similar conditions, he's going to be there somewhere you would feel having backed up okay in the past. Well done to you, Mick, running third in the Group 1, and hope he runs well on Saturday.
Thank you, Andrew.
Good on you, Mick.
I hope he does. Thank you.
Good on you, Mick. Mick Bell joining us there, trainer of Jungle Edge, who ran third to Russian Revolution on Saturday.